care, Rabbi Say. It's Aleph Elul. The Kol Hashitas Elul has begun. I want to begin by saying I have an obligation to say it, although right now we can't do anything about it in the halachic sense, but Zalman Nechemi Goldberg was Nifter, as was obviously Chaim Dov Keller, and each one of them deserved their own hesped. We were connected to both of them. Suffice it to say that Rabbi Keller obviously spoke here several times in Shul. Zalman Nechemi Goldberg, Tzal, and both of them signed onto the smichas of Yadin Yadin for everybody in the Chesha Mishpachal. He gave us a one-page bechina to take, one page. And we sat, I think, for between 16 and 20 hours trying to answer the questions that he put down in that one page of paper. Okay. Okay, let's begin. Shalom Aleichem and Shalom Aleichem. I would like to begin with an article I saw of Ben Azman. An article in one of the front papers that quotes different papers. It's a quotation from the, I don't know exactly what the New York Times company means, and New York Times, you know, has lost a lot of their validity, but these statements here are coming from 76 scientists living around the world. From more than two dozen countries, had an incredible observation here. Now, there are scientists around the world who are always listening to the noise that is being made in the globe, in the earth. They listen to decades of earthquakes with sensitive, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, seismometers. That's the right pronunciation. And they have discovered that since COVID-19 pandemic led to a drop of up to 50%, a decrease of 50% in the global din tied to humans. In other words, the world has become quieter. Between March and May, they discovered that the world is quieter. And as a result, the length and quiescence of this period represents the longest and most coherent global seismic noise reduction in recorded history. People aren't going to places. People are making noises. And I saw this article, I decided I'm saving it. And there's something to learn from this. And I wasn't sure exactly what it was, l'chadchila, but I like to explain what I think is going on. It's a short article, which is incredible for the different places that they measure how the noise level has gone down. Okay. Let's begin. When a person can listen, when a person is not distracted with noise, a person has the ability to be mechaven. Can have kavana. A person can think. Person can think. What should a person think about? What should a person think about? Today in Baruch Nafshi, we said a pasuk, Simen Kuf Dalet, Horem Hagivoyim Layelim, mountains that are high for mountain goats. Mountains that are high for mountain goats. I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of mountain goats jumping from mountain to mountain. It's an unbelievable scene. Unbelievable scene. Zok Chazal. Unbelievable. So here we go. We have a pasuk in Tillim, and we have a chazal that are going to attach a pasuk in Tillim to a pasuk in the Torah. In Beis Dalet and Bereishis. Ela tolos ha-shamayim ba'aretz b'hi bar'om. These are the tolos ha-shamayim ba'aretz b'hi bar'om. I was sitting minding my own business in a shul in Baltimore. A chaver of mine came over to me and showed me a medrash. This is not the medrash he showed me, but it's a medrash that's related to the medrash. The Olam was created b'shvil Avraham. World was created because of Avraham. For Avraham, world was created. Esther Amban. Okay, so we've gone from a Medrash. The Medrash is in Shoichar Toiv, as I mentioned, Ois Kuf Dalad. On the Kapitel we said today, L'Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elohim Ha'olam B'Zchus Avraham, Shenema Ha'ilu Tolos HaShemayim V'Aretz B'Baram, Hein Heim Ha'Ois Yoish Shel Avraham. Comes along the Ramban. Ramban is a kasha. Ramban wants to know, this is in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Ramban wants to know, it says Lech Lecha. It doesn't say anything about Avram beforehand. Nothing's mentioned. It's Avram was born from Terach. It says Avram got married. Well, why in the world did Avram Kadosh Baruch Hu speak to Avram Avinu? What did Avram Avinu do? Now, the story of Or Kasdim, although the words Or Kasdim appear in the Torah, it doesn't say anything about Avram Avinu with Nimrod in the Torah. It's all Midrashim. So what's Vayomer Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha? Zoy Frek Ramban. Shenema Lech Lecha Beli Sheniska Mikaydim Chibasoy. That's Ramban's Kash. Ramban's Kash. So, we've gone from a Pasuk in the Torah to a Pasuk in Tillim, to a medrash on that pasuk in Tillim, which connects us to the pasuk in the Torah, to a Ramban, and now we're going to go to a Sfasemis. So Sfasemis is going to quote a Zohar. Ubezohar HaKadosh Nira, and from the Zohar, the answer is, Ki ze atzmoy HaShevach. You know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avraham Avinu? This is the Shevach of Avraham Avinu. Sheshoma ze HaMaimer. Avram Avinu listened to Lech Lecha. Shenema may Hashem Yisbarach l'chol anoshim tamid. Years ago, my Rebbetzin, Tzlito Shetuchya, she told me a vart that she heard on a tape from the Sfasemis. And for years I looked for this vart. I asked many people who came to the Sfasemis. Last year I was at a convention, speaking at a convention. There was a guest speaker there who spoke, and he mentioned the Sfasemis. And I made him show me where the Sfasemis was, and he showed it to me. And here's the Sfasemis, right here in the beginning of Lech Lecha. Vezeh HaKadosh Nira ki zeh atzmai HaShevach. Sheshoma hazeh amayim Lech Lecha, shenema mehashem yizbarach l'chol ha'anashim tamid. K'may shekosav v'ay le'inun dashisna, this is the Lashon of the Zohar. Woe unto these people, the shinso who are sleeping b'chayrehen, in their caves, they're asleep. V'yavram avinu shoma avakiba. Now, the way I was told this Sfasemis, which one could say this is the Pshat. Vayomer Hashem. Hashem did not talk to Avraham Avinu. Vayomer Hashem. Hashem said, hello. Does anybody want to listen? Vayomer Hashem. Zok to Avraham Avinu. Yes. Lech Lecha. Vayomer Hashem. Hashem said, anybody want to listen? Avram said, yes. V'yemar Hashem al Avram, lech lecha. Zok de Zoyar, Zok de Sfasem is pshat in the Zoyar. This maimer of lech lecha is nema Hashem is baruch lechol ha'anoshim. Hashem talks to us all the time and says lech lecha. Tomid. Tomid. The Shevach for Avram Avinu was that he was willing to answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's call. Nobody else said yes. He said yes. Amazing. Nobody else said yes. He said yes. But there's a kasha. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Lech Lecha, Rashi brings down Lanos Chol Toi Bas Chol based on the Medrash. From the moment Avraham Avinu says yes, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Lech Lecha, he doesn't have a moment. He doesn't have a moment. He goes to Mitzrayim, there's a robe. He goes down to Mitzrayim, his wife's taken away. Asar nishaynis. Well, what's the pshat? Lech lechol tavoyschal and oscha. What does it mean? What does it mean? Punkt the pasuk says in Devarim, Rashi in Devarim, beis chav vav. Just a few weeks ago, it says in the pasuk beis chav vav. It's unbelievable. Pasuk says, "Ve'eshlach malachim imidba kedemos al sichah melech Heshbon." Avraham Avinu sent malachim to sichah melech Heshbon. Afal pi zakrashi shalotzi vani amakom likro l'sichah l'shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not tell me to send out anything to sichah. L'madati, I learned from you. Why? Mi midbar sinai min atayra, that you went to the Umais and you asked them if they want the Torah. Why'd you go to them? Why'd you go to Umas for? You want a Klal Yisrael take the Torah? Why'd you go to Esav and Yishmael? The God of the Father, Kabluah. Avol Kain Pasach Le Mishalom. You start off with Shalom. Afani, so to me, I went to Sichah. We all know. Kadosh Baruch Hu asked the Umas Oilam, do you want the Torah? And everybody said no. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Kol Oilam Kulay, do you want me? And everybody said no, except for Avram. By Yoimar Hashem, to the whole world, Tomid! And everybody said no. Only Avram said yes. Okay. Comes along now of Gedal Yeshua Zatzal, or Gedal Yo, and Parshas Lech Lecha. We all know he was Rosh Yeshiva in Tor V'Das. Many people refer to him as the first American-born Gadol. He got very much into Sfas Emes. And although he does not quote the Sfas Emes in the first shtickle here in Lech Lecha, but he says an amazing thing, based very much on the same kashas of the Sfas Emes. He says like this, when the world was created, in Shemayim, whatever this means, there was a tzura of Avram Avinu. Did Avram Avinu have Bechira to become Avram Avinu, or Avram Avinu was destined to become Avram Avinu no matter what? What's the answer, everybody say? Bechira. So what does it mean that it was Avram Avinu in Shemayim at the beginning of the world? Zokta Sfas Emes, Zokta of Gedal Yeshur, Avram Avinu would only become Avram Avinu if he would be Moitzi Mikoyach El Hapoil. Avram Avinu was born with incredible koiches. And the question was whether he's going to utilize those koiches, bring out his potential to become who he could become. How did those koiches become from Koyach El Hapoil? How did that happen? Zakr of Gedal Yeshua, through the Nishyanis. The Nishyanis took Avram Avinu, Mikoyach El HaPoil, through the 10 Nishyanis. Prior to Avram Avinu, because of the Dor HaFlaga and the Mabul, there was a separation between Shemayim and Va'aretz. It's not supposed to be that way, Rabbi Yisai. There's supposed to be a connection between Shemayim and Va'aretz. Avram Avinu reattached the connection between Shemayim and Va'aretz. I'd love to be able to go through this, and maybe one day we'll go through it more, but Ian. But listen to what Rav Gedal Yeshua says. The world was created, Nivra Olam how? Asara Mamoris. Avram Avinu was created how? Asara Nisyonos. Klal Yisrael was created how? Aseres Adibris. Haloi Dovaru. That's the Toiva. Lanoscha la Toivoscha. The Toiva is not that every single day I'm sitting in my beautiful house somewhere in whatever state, in whatever country,
whatever type of recreation I have, that's not the toiva.
Everybody needs that. Physically, that's not the toiva. The toiva sarosche is that I was be able, I have koyach. I was given koyach. I'm able to go mi koyach el apoyel.
And we go mi koyach el apoyel through nisyonis we grow. Mi koyach el apoyel.
That's why the word nisoyin is related to the word nes, which is related to the word banner, right? Banner, to lift things up. And nisoyin is not a cruelty, it's not a punishment, it's an opportunity.
I have no right, and I have no idea why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this corona, and what does this corona teach us? I have no idea.
But one is allowed to definitely take a lesson from the Metzius. And the Metzius is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu quieted down the world. Shh. It's not such a tumult. It says the gatherings in Central Park are not there. The gatherings in all these different places are not there. Therefore, again, these scientists were able to hear things they couldn't hear. They could hear things they couldn't hear. What about us? We have a chance to hear things that we couldn't hear. We have a chance to focus on what's important in life. We're not so for tumult. I'm not saying Simchas Chas V'Shalom are a bad thing. But we're not so for tumult. Every time a person has a meeting, he stays home. I'm not giving a schmooze now about technology and not technology. We know people stay home. People aren't flying off everywhere. People aren't driving off everywhere. People are home. Things are calmer. Things are calmer. Now, what do I do? I'm not saying again, Chas V'Shalom, people are sick and all the different things, and you can't hug people and you can't dance with people and all the things you can't do. I'm not giving an entire speech right now on Corona. But one thing is for sure. Shh. It's quieter. When it's quiet, listen to the messages. Listen to the messages. What am I doing here? What's my purpose? We might even be able to hear the words, Lech Lecha. Isaiah says they're said constantly. They're said continuously. Are you willing to make a move? Are we willing to make a move? Are we willing to change a little bit of what our direction is in life and what our emphasis is in life? Are we willing to do that? Vayomer Hashem, to who? To everybody. Lech lecha, me'aretz lecha, me'ladecha, me'esavicha, from the culture, from the environment, from all the things that are going on. Lech lecha. Amazing. Amazing. Lech lecha. Then I'm sitting and thinking, Lech Lecha. In order for there to be a Lech Lecha, there has to be the ability to listen. The ability to listen. What an unbelievable thing. What an unbelievable thing. Listening is not only to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us. That's a mistake. Of course you have to listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. V'yam Hashem L'Avram Lech Lecha. But there's something else you got to listen to. The second thing in the Mishnah, in Perek Vov, of Pirkei Avos, Memches Dvarim, Shatara Niknas Bem. What's the second thing? Shmias Oizen. We all know the best Chavrusa is the Chavrusa that listens. Not the Chavrusa that says. Chavrusa is willing to listen to you, and you're willing to listen to him. Not the Chavrusa that lets me talk. The Chavrusa that listens to what I have to say, and I in turn listen to what he has to say. I don't know why the Mishnah says Shmias Ha'oizah, not Shmias Oznayim. Anybody can find that teretz, I'd like to know. Listen to the Lech Lecha that we hear Bein Adam L'Makayim, and listen to the Lech Lecha that we hear Bein Adam L'Chaveirim. You know, when there are troubles between people, very often, people are not able to hear the other side.
It's not able to listen. It's a new book out. I'm about halfway through with it, and you know that I usually wait. Depends on the book. This book, I'm halfway through with it. I'm recommending it. The Pnei Menachem. The book on the Ger Rebbe. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. His dogush. His dogush of Bein Adon L'Chaveiro. His dogush is pleading as he was head of Aguda. Aguda's Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and there was so many disagreements within the Haredi parties. I didn't even say what the disagreements were. And he would get up and say, everybody, please listen to the other tzad. Don't react, just listen. Okay. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to one of the greatest people ever lived in the history of the world, whatever you want, I will give you. Who am I talking about? Shlomo HaMelech. What's the first thing that Shlomo HaMelech asked for in Melachim, Aleph, Gimel, Tes? No. Lev Shomea. What's Lev Shomea? How do you listen with your heart? What does Lev Shomea mean? What's Lev Shomea? It's the first thing that Shlomo HaMelech asked for. Lev Shomea. There's a chiyuv, Rabbi Yisai, to listen. And then, many Rishonim are medayek in the Mishnah. Shmi'as o'izen. It's not enough to listen. You got to use your ear. It's a very interesting thing. I have a whole list. I'll read you the list. You can go look it up yourself. But what is the word in Targum in the Torah for oizen? Udna, right? Excellent. But it's only true sometimes, Lance Taxer. You bucky in Targum. What you are. I'll give you a few examples where Targum does not say udna. I'm going to say something in front of you. What's that? I don't hear you. That's correct. Sim biozne Yeshua. Vishavi kodom Yeshua. When you talk about the physical ear, in Parshas Tetzave and Truma, or when you're piercing the ear, Udna. That's the membrane, the physical part of the body called the ear. When you talk about understanding what somebody's saying, you want to listen to what somebody has to say, Kodam, let it go right in Kishkiz Arayin. There's listen, Shmia, Shmia Sa'oizen, Shmia Sa'oizen. And then there's the Lev Shemaya, the Lev Shemaya. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So it's not only Bein Adam L'Makom. It's Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. A number of Maisa. I just want to tell you one Maisa right now for a second. Remember the Maisa? We said this Maisa in Shul a few times. The Tzi Pesach Frank, the Pesach Ador, goes to Menachem Oval. Goes to Menachem Oval. What's the halacha, Rachman al-Sam, you're going to be Menachem Oval? Halacha is you can't talk until the Avelim speak. A bunch of Yisraelim. Tzipes HaFrank goes in and starts talking. They leave. Talmidim say to him, Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch, Pesach Ador, what's going on here? They didn't talk. So he looks at his Talmidim and says, you didn't hear? You didn't hear? You didn't hear the screaming out in pain without saying any words? When you walked in, you didn't hear? Asara Mamorais, the world was created, Rosh Hashanah. Yahyom Harasoil, world was created, Rosh Hashanah. Asara Sadibrais, in Kippur. Maimon Har Sinai. Maimon Har Sinai. Asar nishyonis of Lech Lecha every single day. We have an opportunity every single day. That's why the Zohar, according to the Sfas Emes, the word is Tamid. 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 That's the teretz of the Ramban. That's what the Sfas Emes means. Lech Lecha means that's a Shevach. He was ready to say yes. He's ready to say yes. I don't know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, I can't say. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us that opportunity. The world's quieter. The world's quieter. I've driven back and forth twice. Two round trips. Four single trips. Highways are quieter. They're quieter. Less traffic. This is interesting to drive. You can make better time. It's quieter. It's quieter. I do not know what this maisa means. He's going to call a Gerach Chassid to ask him if he has a beer in the maisa. But Moshe was one of the few Gerach Chassidim who did not come on Rosh Hashanah to daven with the Rebbe in Yerushalayim. As we all know, Chassidim, they got to daven with the Rebbe on Rosh Hashanah. Why didn't he come? Because in Ger, they had to have 10 people stay home. 10 men. Because the women in the community needed a minyan. If every city where Gerach Chassidim lived had at least one minyan open on Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Moshe was the Baal Tekeah in one of these minyanim. So before Rosh Hashanah, he wasn't going to see the Rebbe on Rosh Hashanah. So before Rosh Hashanah, he went to the Rebbe. He went to Yerushalayim. And he's there, and the Rebbe becomes very emotional. And he started talking to him about a Shalom Bayis case in his community. He was in shock. Rav Moshe was aware of it, but that the Rebbe should talk to him about it, he was in shock. So he was shocked by how deeply the difficulties of one couple affected the Rebbe. By the fact that the Rebbe chose to discuss the matter with him. The Rebbe sensed his puzzlement. And the Rebbe said, you're staying in town for Rosh Hashanah. You're going to be the Baal Tekeah. As such, you have the power to daven for them with great kavanah. Daven for this couple to have shalom bayis. And then the Rebbe added, I don't know what this means. In his humility, the Rebbe then added, here in Yerushalayim, it is so crowded that it's difficult to daven. You, however, can daven. I don't know what that means. It's too crowded, there's too much noise. I'm not sure what it means. I don't know what he means. Huh? I can't see who's talking, I'm sorry. Quiet. I'm wondering what it means is the following. Avada Raivam Hadras Melech. And Avada the David in a place where there are 400, 500, 1,000 people screaming at the top of their lungs. It's murder. It's murder. But every Mila could have a little bit of a chesaron. Or every chesaron could have a Mila. You know, it's another Mila. You know what the Mila is? It's quiet. It's quiet. You know me already. We go away. I try to find a spot. This bin is mine. I wasn't feeling so well, unfortunately. I try to find a spot. I daven directly with sunrise. I see the sun come up. No one else is around. I can scream. I can yell. I'm not disturbing anybody. Nobody's breaking my concentration. The best time is I can see the sunrise and see nothing man-made. Nothing man-made. Is there a mile in doing that? About a mile in doing that. There's a mile in davening with a tzibur. Rabbi Isai, it's Elul. Elul. Elul means, according to the pshat of, going backwards now, of Gedal Yeshua into the Sfas Emes, into the Ramban, into the Medrash, into the Pasuk in Tillim, into the Pasuk in the Torah, means Lech Lecha. Go! Listen! Take the opportunity! Grow with the opportunity! Okay, I have no idea if I have any right to say this. We all know that Elul stands for Nila Doidi V'Doidi Li. Could Elul stand for Os naim lishmaya v'leiv shomaya, or v'leiv lishmaya. Avada means that miyodayiv dayili. But there's another maila. Listen. Listen to our spouses, listen to our children, listen to our talmidim, listen to our neighbors, listen to our shulmates. Listen. A person's talking, listen. Listen to their pain. Listen to what they're saying. Listen. Remove the eye. Remove the eye and listen to somebody. And listen to somebody. And zot. The Torah Kedoshah v'yomar Hashem. And listen to the message. It's quiet. Listen to the message. Lech lecha. Grow. Grow. Give up the things that the world makes chashiv. Nobody needs a raya anymore that the world is mishuga. Nobody needs a raya anymore. Nobody needs a raya. Give up the things that the world makes chashiv and do the things that Hashem says are chashiv. Zok desire, it's tamid. To who? To everybody. We're in our caves. Maybe now we're literally in our caves, which gives us the opportunity to hear. To hear what? Yoimer Hashem. To who? To each and every one of us. What? Lech lecha. Grow. Go and grow. We should all be zeichet to start our fellow with the growth and the opportunities that we have. Let's dive in Meir Rabbeisai. Let's all be mechaven to the, as much as we can. And let's be mechaven, as we said last night, davening in Kippur Kotten, that all of the issues that are facing us with the Magefa, with the pandemic, with whatever, should all dissipate, and we should be able to be back together the way we want to, and our tefillah should be heard and be niskabel, and with that we should be zeichet to binyan beis hamikdash, should be as a Mashiach, meher of Yameinu. Thank you all for coming.